I played the song again for just over 1 minute because I received two, three inboxes, and by inbox I mean email. Ne? It's just, it's also an inbox that said they like the song longer. They love the song longer. And actually, apart from them, I find that I calm down easier because, believe it or not, even if I'm sitting in my own home alone, recording this thing, talking to myself, the nerves are still there, which is a good sign that says, I take this seriously. I am still in the game, because if you're not taking it seriously, if you do not have the nerves, you're going to do things like, I hate that, Have you ever seen those people, either on Instagram or Facebook, doing lives, and they didn't think it through, and then they go things like, "So Okay, I'm being naughty. I'm being very, very naughty. Anyway, I'm recording this podcast on a Saturday, which is very, very weird. What is the time? It's 5 to 12. It's Saturday. I am home alone. And this hardly ever happens. It hardly ever happens. I'm never home alone. There's always either Tau or Plus One or Tau and Plus One and Plus One's son, Arafat. Yeah, his name is Arafat. He named his son Arafat after Yasser Arafat. That is my communist Plus One. So there's either Ara and me and Dawu, Ara me and him. I'm the only girl in this house. I'm the only woman. So they have lives. They are gone. Plus One is handling family affairs. He lost his mother in December. So there's this ritual that they're doing. So he's doing that. Dawu went to visit friends. I don't know where Ara is. Ara is an old man. I mean, he's 28. He can do whatever he wants. So I don't know where he is. And I am home alone. And I decided, given that tomorrow Wonga will be probably very tired, and I really don't like kicking him out of his bed so that I can record, So I'm thinking, hey, how about you utilize this time to do your podcast in utter silence, and then so that tomorrow morning you just upload it and your people get what they want, you get to rest, you get a one-on-one with him, and you start your Sunday without, the whole podcast thing, So maybe this is going to be a new thing that whenever I find myself alone, if I'm ready though, if I'm ready with my notes, I will then, record. I've been ready with my notes already since, I think, Wednesday. I just polished them up today just to give you something proper. So that's it. I'm home alone and I am recording on a Saturday, but you'll get it on Sunday. As usual, you'll get it between 9 and 10, you'll get it. And the other thing I want to share, because I'm not gonna do political commentary. I haven't watched the news ever since I came back. I have not. I just heard that Trevor Emmanuel was on the Zondo Commission. He was giving his testimony. So that's all I know, and I'm happy to only know that. So I'm also on recovery mode, believe it or not. I think I only fully recovered yesterday from the retreat. I am only recovered yesterday. Yesterday, I found myself sitting on the couch literally nearly all day. Hey, nearly all day. The only time I stood up was to just make a meal for the family, because we live in a small town. There aren't many takeaways. And even if they were takeaways, man, nah, I'm no longer about that life, guys. I'm no longer about the Uber Eats, the Mr. Delivery. And eating all these processed foods that industry is making for us. I'm all about whole foods, plant-based, as you now know, and meals that are done at home. Because when you do your own meals, you are unlikely to add as much sugar, as much oil, and as much salt as industry does. When I say industry, I mean industry, literally. I mean the fast food industry. industry, you know, your KFCs, your Nando's, your pizzas and all that, the fast foods. I also mean in-store bought. I also mean restaurants. That's, you know, your fast foods. So rather do the slow foods, which is what you create at your own home. I know, not everybody lives like me where you can make time for such things. And I respect that very much. We have a lot of single women who work very, very hard in Bus Johns and running their own businesses and really pushing hard. And it can be a bit tricky to come home and still prepare a meal. But as much as you can in a week, try to have at least 4 meals that are created at home. You know, so yesterday, that's the only thing I stood up for. I just stood up to create a meal. And it wasn't even fancy. It wasn't anything fancy. I went and I bought veggie patties, burger patties at OK, and I threw them in the oven, and chips. I made homemade baked chips and the rolls, and we had a burgers and chips, homemade. Okay, so recovery. And the reason I'm telling you about the fact that I've only fully recovered yesterday is because that led to, okay, it didn't lead to the topic. It intensified the topic. Throughout the week, I had a topic in mind, and the topic was the path. The path. And I'll tell you why I chose the path. But when I was sitting on the couch yesterday, I was sure that this is the episode for this week, that I have to talk about the path, or your path, or doesn't matter how you see it. But before I do the path, let's just do a bit of marketing until I get other clients who want me to promote their stuff on the podcast. I'm just going to promote mine. I mean, oh, where else am I going to promote? I don't get radio interviews anymore. And even if I get radio interviews, you know, sometimes there isn't time to fully explain what it is that one does. So I'm going to use my spot, by the way. I am available if you have a product, a service that you feel that my podcast listeners, Facebook friends and followers, Instagram followers, I'm gaining a very interesting following on Instagram. It's not the Facebook people. It's a whole other breed, which I love. It's the same with the podcast. The podcast is bringing a very interesting following. Yes, most of them come from Facebook, but there's others who are not my Facebook people, but they follow the podcast. So the audience is growing, and I'm happy about that, because people like me are one of those that, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you see it, I just need to reach more people. You know, my path, which I'll talk to, is about reaching the masses and a lot of people. I'm not niche. I'm not a specialist in one area. I'm a generalist, and generalists in particular need a wide spectrum of people. Okay, do you feel me? Do you feel me, somebody? All right, so one, advertising. I'm advertising now. Hey, if you wanna hit fast forward and then get to the message, I totally understand. I do that with other podcasts as well. Sometimes I just don't want to listen to the ads, especially because the podcasts I listen to are US-based, UK-based, Indian-based, and I can never actually reach the people they're talking about. So if you feel you want to quickly get to the message, you don't have time for Lebu's laughter and issues. You can fast forward. You know why I'm laughing? Because one of my people, one of my stretchers, told me that, you know, they love the podcasts and, you know, they love the laughter. But sometimes when they're busy, they just rush for the message. They skip all this nonsense. and then they just go straight to the message. So if you are one of them, feel free to skip and just go straight to the message. But I will promote, because, you know, what else can I do? The first thing, podcast support. There was joy in my heart when I got an SMS the other day. Was it Tuesday? Maybe Monday. And I got an SMS with an order amount. It's not a lot. It was 280. And I'm thinking, who's paying 280? Okay, if you ordered a book, it would be, if you pre-order my book, it would be 200. If you're a member of my stretch classes, either masters or the freshman, you'd either be paying 275 or 295. Now that's odd number, 280. Who's paying 280? And then I looked at the SMS message. Guess what? Someone's name and the reference, pod support. Oh, my heart. You know, I'm getting emotional again, but I won't cry like last week. And then, as if that's not enough, a day later, I get 100 rand. SMS, 100 rand paid into your account, and it's written anon stroke pod support. Thank you. So you don't know how much that made me happy. The fact that you listen to my podcast and you feel that it adds so much value to your life that you will take out money from your pocket, your hard-earned money, and you pay it through as podcast support. That was a big sign for me that, okay, maybe the path is correct and this is good. And I appreciate it. I appreciate that 280 and that 100 rand. I really, really, really do. And then someone else inboxes me via email and wants to do an e-wallet. And I'm like, you know what? I love e-wallets and all, but just, you know, go via the website and do the whole process, because the person is saying, I want to do the podcast support. Give me your number. And I'm like, nah, do it the other way. It's not being unappreciative, but I think let's just do what people are asking you to do. Do you understand? There's a reason why I'm doing it that way. If I wanted the e-wallets and the instant money and the cash send, I will tell you. There are people that I can have that kind of relationship with, but do it, please do it the way I ask. Just so if you want to support the podcast, if you want to make me happy like the other people, go to my website www.stretchwithlebubule.co.za, and then you click there on the home, you click that thing, Eliadi line is a 3, and then you'll see home, blog. I still haven't posted a blog. I will. I have a lot of content. I must just remember to post a blog. So it's home, blog, I don't know what else, and then it says podcast support. You click there, you'll just get a simple message of me, my little beautiful picture, me saying I appreciate your even considering this, and then the banking details are there. Very, very simple. You don't have to click anything. I don't need your credit card number. I don't need you to go into your bank, you know, this thing, yeah, kind of thing. And maybe as time goes on, I'll have to install that, but for now I want it to be an effort that you make. Well, understand, I don't want you to feel like because you clicked here and then it's now leading you to the site, to your online banking, and then it takes money out of your account. I don't want that right now. I will one day, but right now it gives me joy to see somebody clicking and literally taking banking details and going on their own phone or their laptop and doing it. There is something about that makes me a bit happy. Okay, so done. To pre-order my book is going to be ready in April, okay? We're still busy with the editing process, which takes weeks and stuff. But April, the book will be physically out. There'll be a book launch in Johannesburg. The promoters and I have agreed on the 27th of April for the book launch in Johannesburg. But all that information in due course via a flyer will be posted on Instagram, Facebook, and even, you know, on the website. So, but to pre-order it, pre-ordering means paying up front so that, you know, come the day where the book is there, you just pick it up with my signature. And, you know, I don't do best regards label. I'm that enthusiastic author that writes like little messages and all that. So you'll get a nice message on your book, especially if you pre-order. So it's 200 rands. Someone did email and ask if they can buy the first one as well. Yes, both books will be there. And if you want to pre-order both of them, it's going to cost you 370. The first book is 170. The second book is 200. If you can't make it to the book launch, we will courier it to your door, either your door at the office or your door at home. Don't give us a postal address. Give us your physical address, office or home. Again, website, go to the website, go to books, click books, and then do your pre-ordering. There's a form that you're going to fill in very quickly. It gets to us we will sort you out. The book is 200 rands. If you want both, it's going to be 370. Okay, cool. For the third thing that I want to promote is I am ready for private coaching now. I can take a few people for private coaching. Again, website, one-on-one coaching. On my website, you click on one-on-one coaching. You will find my two options there. The last thing I want to promote, but it's not ready. It's something I'm working on. It's called Stretch for the Communicator. Now, what that means is, if you one of your the things that you do in your life requires you to write a newsletter, write a blog, talk to an audience, whether it's at work or at church or a community or politics even, or you are trying to grow an audience on Facebook or Instagram. I love Instagram because you can put a picture and content. I didn't know that. I thought it was just a picture and telling people where you are. To my shock, did I see how much value Instagram gives. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm back. There was a time where I hated everything about Instagram. Now I see the value in it. So if you want to create a dialogue, content, you battle with content, you battle with keeping your audience engaged, you battle with how to get them to be inspired or whatever it is that you're trying to do. I am recording an audio on that. So it's called Stretch for the Communicator. I'm recording an audio on that. So I will help you to keep your audience engaged if you have a group on Facebook or even on your public wall or your WhatsApp groups, by the way. If you are trying to grow an audience on Instagram and you know there's a particular message you want to give them, you want to get them moving in a particular way. Maybe you are a gym enthusiast and you are into fitness, but you battle with sometimes an angle to approach things. Whatever it is, as long as your big part, the big part of who you are, requires communicating with an audience, I think you should sign up for the audio. It will be out soonest. You know, when someone says soonest, you know or they are knowing you're ready. But I've started recording those audios. It's going to be probably 10 hours of audio, which means you can listen to it an hour a day or something like that. It will be segmented into topics. If you want to have an idea of what I'm talking about, go to my website again, and under online courses, that content that's there, I will do it as audio. Okay, done. 18 minutes of advertising. That's a lot of time. Let's get on to the topic of the day, the path. Now, how the topic came about was after the retreat, of course, or even during the retreat, even last week when I was recording the other episode, it dawned to me that, you know, one of the things that make people very nervous about your purpose in life, your calling, is that it almost sound as though it has to be this one thing. It has to be this one thing that you have to be almost very, very clear about. You have to be sure that, my calling is to be a motivational speaker. My calling is to be a professor. My calling is to be a doctor. But unfortunately, that is the old system. Yes, back in the days, when human beings were evolving into individuals, when the whole thing of the individual started rising in the early 1800s, you know, it became all about you, your ambition, what you want in life. You know, you have to be clear about what it is that you want, your purpose in life, your calling. But now, the only thing that makes this very daunting is that nobody tells you that your purpose in life or your calling or whatever you call it, your dream job, whatever it is that you prefer to call it, takes on a particular path. There is a path that you almost have to take that is uniquely yours, okay? And so I thought maybe if I put it that way, if I share that to get to your purpose, to get to your calling, there is always a path. And the path, I think, does not always look like that's where you're going to end up. I mean, a lot of the people who listen to me, probably, I'm guessing, are the people who would have read a book called The Alchemist. You know, you remember the alchemist leaves home and then goes into some form of voyage and a journey where he meets all sorts of people in different areas and different times of his path. Only later do they all come together and makes it clearer that, oh, everything along my path was leading me to this that I am now. Okay, so I want to talk about the path because it will make you feel a little bit better about where you are now. Let's say, for an example, you know in your soul, you know in your bones that you don't belong where you are, wherever you are. Okay, wherever you are, you could be in corporate, you could even be in entrepreneurship. You could be in the wrong business as an entrepreneur. You know, my hand is up because when you read my second book, you will understand what I mean. However, that doesn't mean that you are in the wrong place or being in the wrong place is something to be, you should punish yourself for that. It's not wrong because nothing is ever coincidental. You are not there by mistake. Everyone, wherever you find yourself, wherever you find yourself, whether it's a call center, whether it's a CEO, whether it's, you know, at a clinic records or working for government, wherever you are, for however long you are there for, there is a reason, there is something that you're going to get out of that. Yes, sometimes what you get is, yeah, well, I shouldn't have stayed that long. Sometimes that's what you need to get. And sometimes there are skills and experiences and certain things that need to happen there to move you to the next thing. Does it make sense? Am I making sense? Does it make you feel better? However, it doesn't mean that you must relax a little bit. It just means that you are exactly where you need to be. Eckhart Tolle says, you know that you are exactly where you need to be because if you were not, you would be somewhere else. Okay, so quit wishing to be elsewhere and rather focus fully on where you are so that you can get the lessons, the gifts, the information, the tools that you need for your path because you are on a path. We are, like Michelle Obama says, becoming, you know. We are all in a process of becoming, which means we are all on some path. You are on your lane, as they say, the catchphrase, stay in your lane. Dilutsa Facebook, dilutsa social media. Sidetrack, can I just sidetrack a bit? I was listening to Lady Gaga, Maubane. Remember yesterday I was on the couch, which means I was just staring at the TV. And when I'm staring at the TV, you can bet your last rand, 100 rand, or I'm watching E pop culture, not E news. No, not ENCA, E. Because, you know, I love pop culture. I love popular culture because there are certain aspects about popular culture that informs why we are where we are as a nation, as a people, as a species. Yeah, one day I'll talk about pop culture. So Lady Gaga, you know, was interviewed about her latest movie with that hot guy. I keep forgetting his name. Very, very hot guy. Oh, my God. The movie is called The Star is Born. And, you know, apparently there's this brouhaha on social media about the fact that they're an item by Jola, you know, they're too intimate. Even at the Oscars, they were just too much onto each other. There's a rumor that they're jolling. So Lady Gaga says, social media is the twilight of the internet. Woo! I laughed so hard. I laughed because I know what she means. I know exactly what she means, but it's not only the twilight of the internet. And also, twilight is good. I mean, imagine what we'd do without the twilight in our lives. Everything will be stinking everywhere, right? So the twilight has its role. So social media might be the twilight of the internet, but it's still got a role. We just need to upgrade it, you know, for the social media to be more than a twilight, you know, to be like an ensuite. To be a proper, you know, ensuite where you can take a nice bath or a shower or a jacuzzi. So, you know, so that it's a proper nice place, not just the toilet. But, you know, I just found that very, very fascinating. And I hope I didn't lose my trail of thought. Why was I talking about social media. Okay, let me just go back to what I was saying. Maybe I will get back there. The thing about your path is that you will go through things that doesn't actually make sense to you, or you are so frustrated wanting to be there, but you are stuck here. You are there for a reason. There are things that you need to grasp, and there are things that you need to get. Hence, you are exactly where you are. Okay, so the thing you need to understand about the path is this. And I wrote here, all roads lead to Rome. You know that phrase, right? Once upon a time, the Roman Empire was like the empire. You know, empires rise and empires fall. There was a time where the Roman Empire was the thing. You know, it was like America today. It was a superpower of that time. And so sayings like all roads lead to Rome, or when in Rome, do as the Romans do, come from that era, that because once upon a time, Rome was the thing, you know. So all roads that lead to Rome is the same as all rivers lead to the sea. Essentially, you need to know that wherever you are in your life, whatever it is that you are doing, you are on the path that will lead you to your Rome. Your Rome is that purpose, that calling, or whatever it is, your career, your big career moment. Every little thing will lead you there. So look at it this way. Look at as the path as a maze. Another analogy of the maze is that, have you ever seen a maze on a magazine or wherever? I don't know if you've ever watched or read the book The Maze Runner, and that maze that is complicated. The more complicated and the more big the maze is, the more interesting your life kind of is. So the maze, you start at one point. Where you start, I look at it as when you are born. And there's always one or two exits, or sometimes three exits, okay? So, but the point is, you have to walk the maze. You'll walk the maze and you'll get dead ends and you'll get lost. And sometimes it will take you longer to get to this one end. And sometimes it will take you shorter, and then you get out of this one end and then you realize that, you know what, that was too soon. Let me go back into the maze. So life and your purpose and your calling takes a maze route. It is part of the path. So don't ever think that it's about you getting this particular degree and becoming this particular person. Yes, it could be that. It could be that, but sometimes it's not. You know, you do a degree to become a doctor only to find that you're supposed to be a talk show host. You know, I'm just talking about things that are top of mind, or only to find that you're supposed to be a travel blogger. You know, you're supposed to be traveling the world and just blog and share what you're finding in India, in South Korea, North Korea, wherever it is that you're traveling. So do not think it is a one way. There's this other picture that I'm sure you've seen, you know, these inspirational pictures where it says, I mean, it's someone is on this one point and says the road to success. And then it's from one point and then it's a straight line, and then they cancel that straight line, and then they show you how the real road to success is. And then it's a line, and then it just makes all the maze. It's just mazlaga. And then you reach your success. So it is the path. For an example with me, if I can use myself as an example, I job hopped. That's just my story. I could not, for whatever reason, sit in corporate. Corporate is not part of my path, which is why degrees, sorry, I'm just whispering, because I know South Africans, we're very obsessed with degrees, and we should be, because, you know, education is a very, very big part of, how can I put it? We need more people educated in this country, more than any other country, actually. So education, I respect. That's why I follow Professor Kheti. That's why I really support her work. I retweet everything she says, because I think it is important. But in as much as it is important, you also need to know where your path is. It's not mine. It's really, honestly, and truly not mine. And not obtaining a degree does not mean that I don't read. I think I probably, without sounding arrogant, I actually read quite a lot of stuff. You see, the thing with education is that you read your textbooks, and that's fine, because it's part of what your journey is, the degree that you need to. I mean, why would you be reading other things like the Vedas when you're supposed to be studying whatever thing that the engineering thing wants you to be? So I am not mocking it at all. I am just saying I have come to that point where I understand, I couldn't actually stay in corporate because it is not part of my path. So you need, in as much as you need to understand your own path, you need to also understand what's not your path. So that's not my path. Maybe, who knows, 10 years later, there might be something that we have developed, because the world is changing rapidly. Guys, the world is changing rapidly. Technology has changed things so drastically. In fact, in every era of humanity, every era where technology was advanced, things changed. I mean, as far back as creating bricks, like the tena, that was technology of the time. And it changed everything about how they do things. And then there was this industrial revolution. Well, there were others before that. Industrial revolution changed everything about how we do things. When cars came on board, everything changed. Television, everything changed. Telephone, everything changed. So we are sitting in like the pinnacle of ICT. I mean, we are at the brink of AI. You know, I'm obsessed with AI. And so who knows, perhaps later, 5 years later, there will be something that finally appeals to my soul that says, yeah, okay, you can study for this. But for now, oh my God, this is, I'm so silly. I'm so silly. So it is not part of my path. Okay, so my path, what was my path? My path was the entrepreneurial route. At 24, 25, I started the office furniture business. I ran it to the ground, went bankrupt, learned a ton of lessons, went back to corporate for a little bit because you need to recover. For me, corporate was hospital for my soul. I needed to recover. I recovered a little bit, went back into business in 2010, and here I am recording a podcast to you right now. That is my path. Your path could be you get your degree and you become a CA, you work for the financial systems, you work for Eskom, you become senior, you become a CFO, and you then wake up one morning and think, I actually want to write a book. I've been wanting to write books. There's a poet in me, you know. And then you find that the years you've spent as a CA were not necessarily a waste. They actually inspired the new poet that you are, or the new poet that's emerging. So I'm telling you all this to say, do not judge your own path. Do not judge your own path. If anything, you have to be appreciative that, oh God, oh universe, oh ancestors, again, depending on who you believe in, thank you so much that I got to do that. I got to be part of that. But now I am here. Okay. The other thing, I have to give you this example. There's a couple that are friends of mine, but I haven't spoken to them in so long. Maybe a bunch of debates. Maybe they don't even think I'm their friend anymore. Sipostole and Velile. I don't know if you know them. You must probably know them. Native Rhythms, a record company called Native Rhythms that's owned by Sipostole and his wife, beautiful wife Veli. Sipostole was in corporate for the longest time. Like corporate, you know, body middle management, CEO. There was a time where he was managing director at Ericsson, like super, super corporate. Only for him to discover that his love for music, especially native music, hence his company is called Native Rhythms, is demanding more of his attention than that. And then he took all the experience he's had in corporate, and he's using it to make Native Rhythms what it is today. Do you feel me? Okay. Yeah, never beat yourself up for having spent time in one area. So I've got that. I've covered that as I had put it on my notes. Never ever look back and say, shit, I wasted time believing that or doing that or studying whatever. Do not. There is a reason why you were there. And those reasons will be revealed to you when you start paying attention to your life, which brings me into my third point of the path. You need, guys, I know I repeat myself a lot, but you need to pay attention to your life. You need to be very, very close to your life. You need to pay attention to the patterns in your life. What is the shape of your life? What does your life look like? You know, and I do this when I do one-on-one coaching. I help my clients to see the patterns in their lives so that they can make sense of it. So I won't get too much into this for now. I'm just going to say, look at what shapes your life. What makes your life your life? What makes your life different to mine, for an example? What are the patterns? What are the high notes and the low notes of your life? What are you prone to? Are you someone who's prone to financial issues? Are you someone who's prone to relationship dramas? Are you someone who is just, you know, you have low-key anxiety? You are panicky. You battle with stability, or you want too much stability. Pay attention to the patterns of your life, because paying attention to that pattern is also a sign or dots that you can connect. I did a post called Connecting the Dots, not a post, a podcast, an episode. So you might want to check that out as well. So you pay attention to the patterns in your life so that you can understand they are also signposts of the path, of your path, okay? Also, when you pay attention to your life, you will also start paying attention to the rhythms of your life. What are the rhythms of your life? The rhythms of your lives are seasons. You begin to understand what season you are in. When you pay attention to the rhythms of your life, you will know what time it is. You'll know that, you know what, I feel like it's time to start something new. Okay, I just feel it. And people won't understand because it's not their path. Remember, your path is your path. Your path is not Lebu's path. Okay, so you will know that, you know, I get a feeling. I'm restless, man. I'm restless. I feel like restlessness is a big, big signpost of a rhythm or indicating that a particular season has ended, a new one needs to emerge. Okay, so if you pay attention to your life, pay attention to your patterns, you will see rhythms in your life and you will feel like, you know what, I feel like there's something new that wants to emerge, or I feel like it's time to start something new. Okay, so you will also know that I think it's not time for something new. I think it's time to keep this. It's time to actually accelerate on this that I'm doing now. Accelerate could mean maybe get another qualification. Let's say you are in a job and you are a supervisor or in middle management, and something in your soul says you deserve to be in senior to executive management. So this restlessness says to you, hit the accelerator, Antoine. Hit the accelerator. Get a higher qualification, maybe if you need to, or talk to your boss, or put in extra hours. Maintain this. Keep going. That is when you pay attention to your rhythms and your patterns, and you know that, okay, it's time to kind of accelerate now. When you pay attention to your rhythms, you will know that it's time to let go. You will know. In your bones, not in someone else's bones, not in your boss's bones, not in your wife's bones, in your bones, that it's time to let this chapter go. Okay, what else about the path? We leave when you need to. Yeah, because if you do not pay attention to the rhythms or patterns in your life, you're going to do the zigzag. You're going to leave when you're supposed to stay, and you're going to stay when you're supposed to leave. My friend Joe, I mean, you listened to Joe's podcast last week, hopefully, on relationships. Joe goes very deep in relationships. What we gave you was obviously, I mean, what, it was 45 minutes? You need Joe for every day for a year to get the depth of understanding relationships. But anyway, she always says that a lot of the mistakes we make in relationships is that we leave when we're supposed to stay, and we stay when we're supposed to leave. And then I want to add and say, it's because we don't understand what the hell is going on in our lives, because we do not pay attention to our lives. Paying attention to your life means You see, if you're my coaching client, I would take you. You have to pay to even how you woke up this morning. Your mood, why are you feeling the way you're feeling today? Why is your mood low? Why is your mood high? So it goes very, very to almost cellular level. You know, the whole paying attention to your life. It's a whole program on its own. But you start nice and easy. You start by just, you know, feeling your feelings, feeling your body that day. The body is a big one, by the way. Podcast for another day. So when you don't pay attention to your rhythms, you leave when you're supposed to stay. And sometimes you stay when you're supposed to leave. Okay. I touched on restlessness. And lastly, which I sort of touched on. No, I didn't touch on this. Lastly is your path is uniquely yours, right? But there are people that are your tribe, you know? They're your tribe. They are birds of the feather. You are one group. You are one tribe. I mean, let me use the latest word, tribe. You are one tribe. So there are people that you will be drawn to, or there are let me say people, actually, because situations is a whole other ballgame. There are people that you will be drawn to. It's also known as the light shadow. The people that you are absolutely obsessed with. It could be Kanye Lomo, you know, in South African context, could be Kanye Lomo, Basitsana, Mahauta Zwane, who else that comes top of mind, Ridi Tlabi. You know, you'd be drawn to certain people in your path because there is something in your soul that recognizes them. Okay, what we'd rather do, which is very, very irritating to me, is that we then become fans of those people instead of seeing them for what it is. They are our light shadows. And a light shadow is simply saying there is a part of you that recognizes this person and where this person is, because that's also where you sort of need to reach. That doesn't mean, and I have to emphasize this, that doesn't mean imitate what they're doing. No, this is the thing with all of you guys. Hey, Lankutla, I get frustrated. It doesn't mean imitate them, but it also does not mean don't use some of their techniques, because that's how bodies of work are built. We build bodies of work because we stand on the shoulders of those that came before us, right? We build on the body of work. So what people generally do, they either become fans of the people that they admire instead of looking deeper into the soul. The soul is saying you belong there, or these are your tribe. This is part of the path. You need to sort of follow this. This person is a signpost for you that you belong either there, or this is something that you should be doing. Follow the path. Follow. Okay, so instead you become a fan and you stalk them everywhere, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. You do all this while sitting there feeling sorry for yourself, instead of like, I actually like this. Let me, and then ask yourself that, but why am I drawn to this person? And then when you ask those questions and you journal, if you're my student at Stretch, you'll know how much I emphasize journaling. It will reveal to you what you need to do with this, why you're drawn to certain people, why you're drawn to the light shadows that you have. It's a big topic for another day, the light shadows. So one day I will touch on it. In fact, I'm teaching it in the masterclass from next week. I'm getting deeper into it. So sometimes you may need to use them as an inspiration to do the thing that you do, not to be what they are, because there's something very, very traumatic about being imitated. Very, very traumatic. Because it's almost like someone is taking part of your soul, you know. There's a quote that I once read in one of the books that I read that says, in Indian culture, in ancient Indian culture or in ancient Chinese culture, I don't remember, but the message is, I know the message, and it says, you cannot sing someone's song without their permission. Because if you do that, it's like you're stealing a part of their soul, and it's going to haunt you, and it's going to destabilize them. It is the same with the work. You cannot steal someone else's work and pass it for your own. You are going to actually suffer. The universe is going to make you pay big time. You know, the same way that if you do good, it gets returned to you 10 times. If you do bad, it gets returned to you 10 times. When you steal what's not yours and pass it as your own, or imitate someone and pass it as your own without having had the permission, you're bringing more problems into your life than anything else. There is nothing wrong with going to somebody and saying, you know what, I love this thing so much that you do. Can I please use this content and that content and that content? And then a person can say, yeah, fine, no problem. Or, yeah, okay, maybe at a fee. You know, just be decent like that. Just be decent. You are doing tremendous good for your heart and the heart of the other. Because this is why plagiarism is a criminal act, because it's beyond the whole greedy, it's my work, it's beyond that. It's bigger. It's like you're taking from my well, you're taking from my soul. You are stealing a part of me. It's a vampire. Taking other people's work is a vampire spirit. It's a spirit of lack. It's a spirit that relies on someone else's blood to survive. It's nasty, nasty, nasty. If that's what you do, stop today. Stop today. Okay. So, yeah, my friends, I think this is it. I've gone past 45 minutes. So there is nothing with asking for permission to say, hey, you know, I like what you do with this. I would like to use this if you don't mind. Or I listen to your podcast. I love this episode so much. I want to share it with my audience. Do you mind? I've had that, by the way. I've had a few people saying, can I please use your episode on this and this and that? I want to share it with my congregants. I have pastors following me. I want to share it with my audience, my group in whatever Facebook group or WhatsApp group. And I'm like, no probes, no probes. Okay. So the big message that you need to take about your path, if we could quickly recap, is that, where did I start? All roads lead to Rome. So it doesn't matter where you are, you will eventually get to your purpose, because it is a path. Okay, so it is part of the path. Never beat yourself up for the time that you feel you wasted. There was a reason, and if you pay attention to your life, you'll understand why you were there for that long, or why you did that, why you started there. Do not be surprised if your path leads you somewhere else. For an example, you study to be a doctor and you end up being a blogger, a travel blogger. You travel the world and you blog. Or you become a yogi. You're a yoga teacher, having, you know, started in Western medicine. Pay attention to the rhythms in your life, because the rhythms will tell you what time it is. Is it time to stay? Is it time to go? Is it time to maintain? Restlessness, being restless will show you, it is a big sign. Whenever you find yourself restless, you need to pay attention to that. If it means you must talk to a coach, talk to a coach. Get a sounding board, but don't ignore your restlessness. Because if you ignore your restlessness, you end up doing the addiction things and drinking and being a social media addict and just following fun, just to avoid this restless nature of your moment of yours. Your path is your unique path, but there are people who could be signposts of where you need to go. Look, pay attention to the people you are drawn to the role models that you are drawn to. There is something about them. There is something about your soul that recognizes them, because perhaps it's a path you should be taking, or you need to learn from them. It's okay to use their voice for a little bit with permission, but then eventually your own voice will come up on its own. Okay. And yeah, so wake up and smell the coffee, or smell the toast burning to your life, to your path. Everybody has a path, everybody has a purpose, and definitely everybody has a calling. I truly believe in that. I think the key is to pay attention to our lives. 50 minutes later and I am done. I hope this was helpful. I shall see you next week. Do support the work, please. And thank you so, so much to the 280 and the 100 rands. I end 380 for the podcast support. Again, I choose to not give it a price, because I don't even know where to start. How much would you price for this? It's priceless work. It's priceless work. Priceless work means, even if you were to pay me 10,000 rands, it's still priceless, because I'm still gonna do this. Next week I'll be here again. So if you feel this was helpful, you could support the podcast. Just simply go to my website, go to podcast support, and do that thing. Okay. Love and all green lights to you, my friends. Until next week.